Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
The Oscars are this weekend. It's commonly known as Hollywood's biggest night, and the who's who of the business show up and the celebrity elite come out in droves to pat each other on the back. It is kind of a popularity contest, isn't it? You know, it's always surprising to me how many films are nominated in each category. I mean, you look at other award shows like the Grammys, they nominate four or five per category. Even the Golden Globes, which we saw earlier this year, also a movie award ceremony. They only nominate four or five per category. But for the Oscars, look, I won't go through the nominations extensively because there's just too many. Instead, I'm just going to drop the nominees in the coveted Best Picture category. Up for the prestigious award this year are Ford vs. Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. And for my fellow cartoon lovers, up for Best Animated Feature Film this year is How to Train Your Dragon in the Hidden World, which is the one that gets my vote, I Lost My Body, Klaus, Missing Link, and Toy Story 4. The 92nd Academy Awards are Sunday night and will be televised live from the Dolby Theater in Hollywood on ABC. One guy who 5 years ago would have been there, but this year will instead spend his Sunday eating generic Jell-O, heat and eat Salisbury steak, and scrubbing toilets, none other than filth pig Harvey Weinstein. The prosecution rested its case in Weinstein's trial yesterday after more than 2 weeks of testimony from six women who alleged the disgraced movie mogul sexually assaulted them. With the prosecution resting its case, it's now time for the 67-year-old's team of lawyers to call witnesses of their own to build a case for the defense. They haven't revealed whether or not Weinstein himself plans to take the stand. Doing so could bring big risks because prosecutors would be able to grill him about each of the allegations that jurors have already heard about in vivid detail. It's rumored that the big move on the defense side will be to call a psychologist who specializes in human memory to the stand. And he or she will apparently help the defense raise doubts about the women's recollections of encounters that in some cases are more than a decade or two old. That trick might work if you have one or two accusers, but this sleazeball has most of the industry coming out and painting him as a sick, twisted egomaniac who I'm sure in just a few short weeks will find that his happily ever after will be spending the rest of his life behind bars. Good luck, sleazeball. And Netflix has given us a new option that I know I, along with several of my friends, will welcome with open arms. As of today, you can turn off that obnoxious autoplay preview feature. You know how if you leave a selection highlighted for more than like a millisecond, your TV starts blaring away with a preview of whatever you have highlighted? So now you can turn that off. It's the little things, right? Netflix users can now switch off both autoplaying previews and the autoplay the next episode of the series feature. Simply log into your Netflix account on a web browser, select playback settings, and click or unclick the two boxes that now appear next to them. If you don't see them, by the way, switch profiles on your account and that should force the option to appear. Thank you, Netflix! It's so annoying, especially when the preview's loud and your house is quiet. I don't know how many times it's scared the heck out of me. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.